Interactive Experiment Management System was our project. The idea is that you create an experiment by dragging and dropping all the steps of the machine training process, and then joining them together. And that generates a makefile that you can run, or a shell script in the future, or grid engine commands. Since midweek, we have improved our tool. So it works better on wide screens, but so the tools are now grouped. We group them by purpose, decoding, corporate tools. We move properties at the top. So if you click on a tool, you can see the properties on the left. You can edit them and see changes in the graph as well. One thing we added was if you change one parameter, the port name changes as well. I don't know if it's good or bad. Previously, we had word alignment, all steps of word alignment in the same graph, but we created groups so this box does word alignment with Fastline. And if you want to see the details, you just click on it, and you're going to go into the group, and you see all the steps that make up Fastline. In this case, we do Fastline, reverse, and then symmetrize alignment. We also have a group for language model. So usually you want to binarize language model. So here we have Ulrich's phrase sampling. Can make it more compact? Yeah, all the steps are here. If you want to switch to regular phrase-based phrase extraction, you just drag and drop this group here. It looks like this, with reordering, and it extracts phrases, scores them, binarizes them, same with reordering. And if you want to switch from sampling, you just delete sampling and then just connect corpora, word alignment, and then instead of using sample port, you just connect these ports. And now you can run a regular phrase extraction instead of phrase sampling. So this echo is source sentence, and this is target reference. And here we have evaluation. It tokenizes input, output, reference, decodes it, detokenizes, and then calculates the blue score and uploads to MTEvo compare tool. You can also have multiple experiments in the tool, or you can clone it and then make changes and then go back to the original one, or create a new one and then do everything from scratch. So it's pretty easy. We need some training data. We need language model. We need phrase extraction, word alignment. Sorry. Come on. Okay, something doesn't work. Should be very easy to create an experiment from scratch, even especially for students who are learning machine translation. So another feature we added was running experiments from the browser. So if we click run, it should run automatically. Before I do that, I'm gonna change some parameters. If I click run, I can see which steps are running, The purple is running, bright green is done. And yep, the experiment is finished. I can go into the evaluation block. If I click on a part, I can see the output file. So this is the translation of Moses. I can also see the blue score report if I click on the output part. So it's the regular output. If I go into empty comparable, I should see a new experiment here with sampling. Let's just change this to extract. And add regular phrase extraction again. So if I run it again, I should get another task in this empty comparable. Oh, by the way, Moses is running in Docker from Ulrich's image. The other tools are running from my virtual machine, but I managed to add Docker this morning. Oh, you can also have JSON or representation of the graph instead of makefile. You want to share it. So regular phrase extraction is going to take a minute or two. Oh yeah, we also integrated a Rust tool written by Tomasz, but that was in midweek. So I have a tiny web server running on a virtual machine. And when I click run, I submit the makefile to that server. It then executes the makefile and periodically checks which steps are done. So this is the, I create a done file when it's done or running file when it's still running. So the process is finished, and I should see another system here. I don't. There was a... okay, compare eval is gone for some reason. Okay, there's still some bugs here. There's a bug in empty comparable. If you delete an experiment, you cannot use the same name ever again. That's why I have to do this. Yeah. Hopefully it works this time. So while it's running, I can go over the... So, I did a lot of work on the tool with the help of Matis, my colleague. So, yeah, this is the overview. The tools are grouped. When you change parameters, you can see them reflected in the graph, especially the ports. So before you had these word alignment phrase extraction blocks right in the main window, and it was a little bit too much information, so we are using groups instead. And you can go into groups, you can add a group within a group. You can generate a makefile or a JSON. You can import JSON and install, so if you wanted to share your experiment with someone else, you just give them the JSON. We're uploading results to MT Comparable. They have very simple API. Yeah, we added a tool by Tomasz. You can see, or not, the code to the right. It's got no memory management, but there's no garbage collection either. Moses is running in Docker. I just added this morning. So it will just download 300 megabytes of Docker image, and then you just run it. You don't have to compile Moses or deal with dependencies. I just added Moses tool. I could add others as well. So yeah, switching between tools is very easy. So here you would just delete phrase sampling box and add regular phrase extraction. Or you could switch between Giza and Fastline by deleting a box. So I think having multiple experiments is also nice. And yeah, what I added yesterday was running experiments and seeing which steps are running. And also you can see the output file right in the window. You don't have to connect to the server. Let's see if the experiment finished. Yes, and is it here? Yes, so we can compare phrase sampling and regular phrase extraction. And we can see that so we have both systems here, phrase sampling and regular extraction. I can compare them. You can see that regular phrase extraction added a preposition here, extra preposition. but it was just one sentence, so yep. Okay, so yeah, that's it. It's on GitHub. There's still lots of bugs, but you can probably use it for some fun experiments. So there's about 83 commits during this week. There's no it's written in JavaScript entirely, so you'll need Node.js installed. So yeah, that's it. Thank you. I have them in my code, like I have, so tokenizer takes regular text as input and tokenized text as output, but I have not implemented validation. So if you connect language model with the tokenizer, you can still do that, but in the future there's going to be a warning, incompatible types or something.
Repository, because just in case you get run over by a bus or something, and people, and you know, that sort of projects outside, especially, you know, they tend to be forgotten if you don't carry on And if you put it into Moses, that's what maybe someone else would pick it up. But it's a really cool project.
Or you can add it as a sub-module, I think.
Yeah.
But still, there's a lot of bugs in this. When I fix them, I can publish them.
Okay. Thanks. One more question.
How can we add modules, which are not groups, but basic modules to build groups on them?
Can I open GitHub? So, it Fastline looks like this. You just add a name. You can define parameters, ports with type. And then you just write a JavaScript function that generates shell commands. In this case, I need to create... Tokenizer, very straightforward, just one command. But for Fastline, I need to convert the corpora to its format. So it's I need to use a temporary directory, so it's more four commands. KNLM is very straightforward. So yeah, you just add this piece of block. In the future, you could add them in the UI. It shouldn't be hard. The most difficult part is writing this function. It's regular JavaScript.